What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a very special episode of the Big Foodies.
Ooh, that intro music's got a little bit of different feel this week, doesn't it?
That's right.
You super sexy.
You might be using that super sexy music this weekend. We are the Big Foodies. I am Biggie. That is BB Shay. That is Matt.
Sorry.
They were pointing at each other. It was very confusing for a minute.
There's a formula here.
Very confused. We're coming to you live from the Marco's Kitchen Studios right here in my apartment.
It's like Ron Burgundy. You read whatever's on the prompt.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's in
when
the
you
right
pointed at us, I was like, it's Matt and... Oh, God. Oh. But we are doing a very special Valentine's Day edition. Russell Stover's chocolates.
Ooh,
a classic. That's right, folks. You're going to sit here as we eat an entire box of chocolates. And you're going to watch it. And you're going to love it.
That's right. Before we get to the chocolates, it's Valentine's Day weekend. So let's show some love to our newest sponsors, the Berry Patch.
Hey.
The Berry Patch, fun fact, the family that owns it, their last name, Berry.
Oh, really?
I would have never guessed.
No, I
wouldn't
have
guessed.
Just, yeah.
There you go. They made that up. Nope. Last name's Berry. Yeah. Their main crop that they grow is strawberries, but they can grow just about any produce. They're the big, giant, massive strawberry on 220 you usually see when you're heading to the beach.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
Ice cream year-round. The freshest ingredients for their ice cream. They home make all their ice cream, but they're also a produce stand. Everything you can think of, it's your one-stop shop. Over 20 different ice cream flavors. Open year-round. And they're known as legit the world's largest strawberry. And
that's why
their website is called worldslargeststrawberry.com. Mm-hmm. Check them out on Facebook at the Berry Patch. Show them some love. Make sure you stop by and get some ice cream the next time you're down there. Tell them the Big Foodies said what's up.
Yeah. As a kid, my sister and I would beg my parents to stop there.
Oh, yeah.
When we'd be going to the beach because we'd see it. We'd be like, what is that? We want to go.
No idea what it contains. No. But
yeah, you just
you
know it
be.
Looks awesome.
It's the biggest strawberry I've ever seen.
Well, welcome aboard, Berry Patch. Thank you.
Thank you for having you.
All right. Well, let's see.
Thanks for having you. Why did I say that? Glad to have you. Thanks
glad
for being
to have
here.
You. Yeah. You're just excited or nervous if you're Matt for this box of chocolates.
I don't do this typically.
No, because here's the thing. With Matt, he has a certain allergy.
Yeah.
Tree nut allergy.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the key, you would say, to the chocolates.
Let's hope it's not wrong.
And this is very, very key to Matt not blowing up today and us having to call an ambulance.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, I feel like for Matt's sake, let him be the keeper.
I was super nervous you were going to eat this.
And the chocolate. No, that would have been, damn it, that would have been great.
Really nervous you were just going to be like, and so with the key.
And guess who picks first? Matt. All right, so I did notice right off the bat, the first word I read was coconut, so you definitely can't
I'm
have
avoiding that.
No,
that
we're
one.
Not eating that
yeah.
one.
I'm going to go here.
All right, what are you trying first?
This is supposed to be orange cream.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Orange cream.
But I'm not going to break it open.
Are there
just to
multiple
check.
Orange creams?
Easy.
I don't want to be able to try these things too.
We're doing this for the listener, for
okay,
the
fair.
Viewer.
All right.
It's not about your taste.
I think so. There's other multiples on
is there? Okay.
That's fine.
Now let's see. Now
it's orange cream.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with a coconut cream right here.
This is good.
Just get that out of the way.
We eat all the dangerous ones out there. You know what's funny? I had the pleasure of going and buying this monstrosity of chocolate. And I was like, what do I need to get? And Matt texts me. He goes, just get the biggest heart of chocolate you can find. So that's what I came up with.
Did they? Did the person checking out like, ooh, lucky lady? And you're like, no, it's for me and my friends. We have a podcast.
That's we're exactly
gonna,
what happened.
We're going to sit down and eat all the chocolate.
I was like, it's for me and my friends. We have a podcast. She goes, sounds stupid.
She's like, nailed it. She had been watching for it. She nailed it.
The joke's on you. It is.
You are right.
Well, come on there.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, okay. Chocolate truffle.
Was this some of the people that had the mask?
Yeah.
They checked you out?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, this was at a different store. Not the one I work at.
Oh, I got you.
The one I work at.
So you had some coworkers just surprise you one day by wearing our Big Foodies logo on a mask.
Oh, that's cool.
Shout out.
And you had no idea they even knew you had this podcast.
Shout out Diego and Aiden. Ma'am, I work at a grocery store around here. And these guys I work with, I've never said anything to them about the podcast. They show up one day and they're starting wearing, they wear Big Foodies masks.
Love it.
And I'm like, dude, why don't you say something to me?
No, that's awesome.
So,
and that's right,
guys.
Don't forget, you can check out and get your Big Foodies.
Yeah.
Big Foodies swag.
Tumblers, Big Foodies t-shirts.
BigFoodiesPod.com.
What are you eating?
This raspberry cream.
Oh, that's a good one.
There's another one on there.
So not that I bought myself a box of chocolates and ate all these alone one time. Did you ever buy chocolates for like a girl for Valentine's Day when you were younger? Now you're married and, you know.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
The girls in my age dating, they don't want boxes of chocolates. No. They want to see my credit score. They've already been married once normally by 38 and they want security.
Now, bachelor number one, what's your 401?
Seriously, trust me. When you're in your, like, I remember, like, dating in my early 20s, you could get away with, like, a box of chocolates and a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh my God, I'm going to marry you. No, dating in your late 30s, it's like...
But it can't be the only thing you get somebody unless you've been dating for a week.
True.
It has to be, like, part of a gift.
Yeah. What is this one? Molasses chew? Ugh. All right, I'm in.
Give it a chew.
All right.
Molasses chew.
So the one thing I like about these
sounds like a rejected like Western book.
Molasses
That's
chew.
That's not very good. Here comes molasses chew.
What is? Never mind.
sharpest gunslinger in the Old West.
The thing I loved about these in my house is that whenever you opened them, there was always just bites taken out of everything because they take a bite and then they just put it back. And they didn't like it. It's like, ugh, what the hell is that?
I really
did. They'd like push down on it so they can see what's inside.
I didn't know that there was going to be a key, so I'm very glad there's a key.
You really were nervous about this, weren't you?
I was going to break every one of them open.
I'll see what
that I was eating.
I think this was my idea, too. Just another way for me to try to kill Matt. Yeah.
Let's get this caramel.
Eventually, this will be the two foodies.
We'll
change our name to the two taste buds.
Did you ever have a bad Valentine's Day?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I went all out for this one girl that I was dating. We dated for a few years, high school, and then into my freshman year of college. I went all out for her on Valentine's Day the last year we were together. We were both kind of on a tight budget. Freshman in college, we didn't have a whole lot of cash. So I did like five or six small little like thoughtful things.
Yeah.
She really likes gum, so I got her favorite gum. And I like
that is small.
Well, no, and but like I made sure like I paid.
Here's some Wrigley.
A friend of mine. So I was in college. She was a year younger than me, so she was a senior in high school.
Is that Orbit?
So I paid a friend of mine who had first period with her to buy her breakfast. So he gave her breakfast with a note from me, first period. Then when she went home, I had already gone to her car and left a teddy bear and some gum in her car.
Hey, you can't be here. You graduated. Where's your parking? Stood on her property.
So I did all this. Get on the ground.
Get on the ground.
What are you doing here? We went to high school.
I'm dating her, you pervert.
It's my girlfriend, sir. Wait, it's no big deal. It's my girlfriend.
It's no big deal.
It's just gum and teddy bear. So then,
put the gun down. It's a teddy bear.
And then we went out to dinner, and like she hadn't done anything for me at this point because we were trying to be, you know, fairly frugal with our money. And we ended up after dinner, she gave me a bag, and I opened it, and it was a Family Guy picture frame. And that...
I should not be that funny, but I just picture you getting a plastic
bag. Think about all this
bag.
Stuff I've done. Yeah, like, I also coordinated with her mom to meet me at her house before she got home from school, and I had like rose petals and a box of like bubble bath stuff and bath bombs and lotions and stuff for her to take a bath and relax when she got home from school. And I got a bag with a Family Guy picture frame in it, and it wasn't even a picture of us in the picture.
I just imagine you pulling it out and you going, I know it's your favorite show.
That's what I mean. I know.
It's Stewie in a high chair and Lois looking at him. That's what's on the front.
Do you still have the frame? Okay.
I have the frame still.
Do you know where she is now?
I think she's married with multiple children, but like he's very successful.
Okay.
And I'm worried about chocolate. I'm
talking
get out
about
of this
her.
Thing. Yeah. I'm glad we did that. Somebody
Family Guy picture frame.
Somebody else share a bad story.
Oh, I got one. I just think it's hilarious to me that because I'm sure as the night went on, you were like, I know what I'm getting.
Family Guy picture frame.
And instead of what you thought you were getting, it's like, Here's a bag, a Family Guy picture frame.
Thanks for everything you did for me today.
Oh, I really appreciate it. And then she said, I had to call it like 8. She said, you had to study for a test. Like, my are you God. Serious? Anyway, I did find another orange cream on there, BB, if you're interested. You just got to dig for it. After that laughter, I'm not telling you where it's at.
No.
This is also, by the way, an apricot cream.
Okay.
Or an apricot. How do you say it?
I say apricot. Yeah. I'm taking one for Matt. This is a coconut cluster.
Thank you. A cluster of death.
Cluster of death.
Man, that is a lot of coconut, too.
And I'm going to be honest with you, though. These
do you
things,
like coconut?
I do. To an extent.
Mm. There's really only 3 good things in these.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, like, we joke, we're not going to eat this whole thing, because frankly, I don't think they're all that...
No.
That appealing.
Sorry, Mr. Russell and Stover.
I'll tell you my worst Valentine's Day. It's probably... I was like 25.
I can't wait to laugh.
Well, this is more... I was just... Honestly, this just proves I was a terrible boyfriend, terrible person in my 20s. I was not a good mid-20s person.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had been dating for about 5 or 6 months, and... We decided, like, kind of to pool our money together, and we were going to go down to Charlotte, get a hotel room, mm-hmm. and a nice hotel, then just, like, go out to a nice dinner and spend the evening just together. And I don't know why, but I was like, well, I'm going to get drunk as soon as we get to the hotel. It's like, we get in the hotel room, and I brought a fifth of Jaeger with me, I just start drinking Jaeger bombs. Mm-hmm. It's, like, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, and we still have to go to dinner. Well, this at the time, I was smoking heavily, too.
Huh.
I mean, I was a smoker. There was no two ways about it. So as I'm drinking, what do I want? Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
So I keep stopping, where, like, supposed to be getting ready. I keep going downstairs, down, like, 19 floors to go smoke, chain smoke cigarettes. With, like, homeless dudes out on Tryon Street in Charlotte. Meanwhile, my poor girlfriend at the time is up there, like, what are we doing? Are we going to go get dinner? And I told her, I was like, oh, let's get dinner, but let's rent a movie first. So we rent Slumdog Millionaire from the hotel.
Perfect date movie.
Exactly. And now, by the way, I am trashed.
Yeah,
I've just drank a fifth of Jaeger in like an hour. I keep going back down to smoke with my new friends outside on Tryon.
My new friends.
Because they like you.
And so we finally go to dinner at like 8:30, 9 o'clock or something. And again, me still trashed. Now, wandering the streets of Charlotte, drunk for Valentine's Day. My girlfriend has not had a drink yet, by the way. We go to this nice steakhouse. I barely remember eating anything. She starts yelling about how much I'm smoking. So I tell her that for Valentine's Day, I'm going to quit smoking. Right then.
And I'll quit.
Well, she thought I meant right then and there. So we get outside after this nice dinner.
Not now.
And I light up a cigarette. And she's like, I thought you were going to quit for me. I'm like, not now. I'm drunk.
I got to get through the night.
Yeah, we crawl.
I thought you were going to quit for me.
I remember it was super windy. I didn't want to spend money on a cab either at this point because I just bought a nice dinner. I made us walk back downtown Charlotte through the windy night. And I was a terrible, terrible mid-20s person. No wonder we didn't end up together. Ugh, that was my... I'd say that was me being a terrible person on Valentine's Day.
Got you.
Now, I did not get a frame.
He didn't open a frame.
He didn't win in the situation.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another raspberry. Wait, no. I'm going to do fruit and nut caramel.
So I've been doing some studying here. And I think there's 2 of each option. And I think one's dark chocolate and one's milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Fruit and nut?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The chocolate buttercream is really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
I already had one. I don't want another one.
You're right. I'd say like half of these are no good. Does anybody actually eat all of these, you think?
I don't know. There's somebody out there who's like, dude, I love the apricot creams.
That was good. But I'm not like jonesing for another apricot cream.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it now. Like,
Oh, let me see. I'm going to look at this. What is this one? I'm just going to grab one now. This is vanilla cream.
Mm-hmm. You think this is like a metaphor for love?
Absolutely.
Like, I'm just over it now. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, I just take pieces, and all of a sudden, I've had my fill, and I want something else to eat.
That vanilla cream was the best one I've had.
Was it?
Let's see. I think as a dude, dudes don't get a lot of boxes of chocolates. No. I feel like it's something that you give, like, your girlfriend, who women probably are like, I don't want a box of chocolates. But when you're young...
It's literally the laziest thing you could do for Valentine's Day. Because it's everywhere, so it's just like, yeah, I'll grab one.
See, my mom liked flowers, so I always remember my dad getting her flowers growing up.
Yeah.
But I don't remember him ever coming in with, like, a box of chocolates, because she wouldn't eat that. She wouldn't eat the flavors.
My last one, I'm going to do strawberry cream.
I've only done one thing nice for Valentine's Day, and it backfired on me. I've never done anything since.
What'd you do?
I was in elementary school, and there was this girl that I liked, so I gave her a Valentine. So, hey, how you go? And she was very nice about it. But thank you. Later on, I found it in the trash.
Oh!
And,
That's heartbreaking.
Broke my little heart.
Mm.
And I've never done anything nice for anybody ever since.
And he hasn't.
Because it's not worth it.
And he has not.
It's not worth it.
I was waiting for your line. This is just a look into the type of person you are.
Yeah.
I thought that whole setup was to be another dig at me. And you were going to say, I found it in the trash on top of a Family Guy picture frame.
That's my favorite part is that
the Family Guy.
I think the part that got me was the plastic bag part. She didn't even wrap it. She was just like, here. Like, clearly she had just stopped at Family Dollar.
Because, like, I know that she was looking at you all disheveled because you were so happy for all of you had done. And then she just gives you this bag and you're like, what the hell is this? She goes, I know it's your favorite show. Like, yeah.
She said, you can put a picture of us in it. I'm like,
what am I?
Us?
Uh-huh.
There is no more us.
I was going to say, how much longer did us last?
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her decision, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I figured you got to college and found out what college girls would do to you.
That was after.
That was later. Well.
She found a guy who was a South Park fan.
She had that picture frame already.
Too edgy.
Yeah.
Too edgy.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I hope your Valentine's is better than this.
Yep.
And please, for the love of God, if you get a Family Guy picture frame, tell us, and I will send you a photo of the three of us for you to put in it.
Here you go. I just saw this at the very top, by the way. Yeah. May contain milk, soy, peanuts, eggs, wheat, and tree nuts.
Oh, man.
See,
it's the first
thing.
Time ever we found something that actually says tree nuts
it's
on
thing.
It.
This is specific.
Uh-huh.
Right, it's a thing.
All right, well, yeah. BB, take us home.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Valentine's Day. Sorry it was so depressing. hopefully you're doing something fun. We need to give away a Marco's Pizza. So email or comment on this YouTube video your worst Valentine's Day experience.
Oh,
and we're
going
to help you out by sending you a free Marco's Pizza.
That's right.
Once again, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Follow us there. Anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you can find us there as well. Soon we will be updating equipment, which I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our stuff will be a little bit more clear. So that'll be fun. Thanks again to Marco's for sponsoring the kitchen. Thanks again to the Berry Patch for sponsoring the show. And we will talk to you later on. It's Big Food.